You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
First of all, command, it's called Shemitah, that the seventh year, there's no production, there's no activity in the land. So now the Torah Hashem is informing us that Hashem says, if you ask that what we're going to eat on the seventh year, what's going to happen? We have to pay the mortgage, we have to,
6 years, 23 times 1.
Well, very nice. So the Torah says, if you ask, so now on the sixth year, I'm going to give you third time as much, three times as much. So if you don't ask, just if you ask, I will provide the produce for you on the sixth year, so you'll be okay till actually ninth year. The seventh year you don't, then 8 year you start, and then you'll be okay as far as the produce that you need. So if you don't ask...
Same thing. Still Hashem gives. No,
that's not what it says. No. It says, if you ask, I give you three times as much. So if you don't ask...
You should get more than you don't ask. Because you have more trust in Hashem.
If you don't ask, what's going to happen? No, here, only based on if you ask. If you ask, Hashem says, okay, you know, you worry, I'll take care of you. So now...
Before it says that I will give you, it says there's a bracha, and then it says if you ask.
Well, that's later in Parshat Bechorotai. That's what you're referring to? Yeah, in Parshat Bechorotai says that... If you follow my Torah, then I give you all the blessing. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh explains, there's a difference. When you ask, Hashem says, no, I'll take care of you, don't worry, I give you three times as much. But if you don't ask, is it good or not good if you ask, or if you don't ask, which is better?
If you don't ask, it's better.
If you don't ask, it's better. So here, Hashem says, if you don't ask, when you eat 30 gram bread in your stomach, I make it 60. You follow? So you eat half a pita, so in your stomach becomes full pita. Which is better? You like to have three times as much, or you eat half a pita, and then your stomach becomes full. Which one you like better? Ask or not ask?
Not ask.
So if you don't ask, Hashem says, whatever you have, I make it double. Why you like that better? Why is it better?
Less more ask. If you ask, it gives you three times.
If you ask, yeah.
If you don't ask, it gives you the three times and...
No, there's no three times. But whatever that you have, they becomes expanded.
What do you have?
Yes.
So what happens on the 7th and 8th year?
Well, yeah, on the 7th and 8th years, so then you have the produce that, you know, will remain for you. It will be taken care of.
But you can't eat it 7th, you cannot touch.
Why not? Whatever that you have, then it will sustain you till you plant, and then you have the next produce. The difference here is that, let's say, if you have, let's say, for example, which is better, to sell diamond or have one of the 99 stores?
Depends.
Why? If you sell a diamond, how much you make? No, I'm talking about...
The small ones, the big ones, the...
No, for your wife, you always buy the good one.
The
yeah.
Depends who do you sell it to.
That's true too. But the problem here is, as far as the inventory that you need, to make more money, like which one needs more space, the diamond or the 99 sister? No?
Yeah.
So, and then you make less profit, right? So now here we see that what I'm saying is informing us, when you're asking, so obviously when I give you three times as much, you need lots of storage, right?
Yeah.
You need lots of workers. You need trucks. So you need lots and lots of overhead and lots of toil you have to go through. So now if you don't ask, I give you so easy. You eat half a pizza bread, 30 grams, and then your stomach becomes, then you feel full. I mean, you should have ate the full bread. But now, because you don't ask, I give you the special blessing that even from a little piece of bread that you eat, it becomes blessed in your stomach. So it's good to ask or not ask?
Not to ask.
Not to ask.
Yeah.
Not to ask. It's very interesting. You know, Persian HaKodesh, they say a very interesting thing. They say sometimes they make money, they say there was no blessing in the money. You heard about this?
Yeah.
It's a pulesh belachai dare, or the other way around. Why do you say this?
Because the money lasts.
They believed in it, no?
Yes. Yes.
And it's very true. And you see here, you can make $100 and it stays for you for 6 months. You can make $10,000 and nothing remains. God forbid, not for anyone. You pay for the doctor, pay for the Ra'adun Alechem to the lawyer, for all the, you know, it just flies in the air. It's called it becomes food, you know, that's it. Yeah. So here, exactly that's what Torah Tana Hashem is teaching us. When you don't ask, what do you think? I forget about you. I don't know what you need. You don't realize that, you know, I understand that you need a food to eat. So you think I forget about you. But here we see that we have a tendency. What's going to happen now? What I'm going to do? It's the end of the month. How's it going to be? I'm going to pay my things. And then what happens? You become worrier and worrier and worrier. And here one thing that is very, very crucial to know. Anytime you worry about something, it's going to happen. Did you hear me? Anything that you worry about is going to happen. When you're not worrying about it, it's not going to happen. So that means if you don't want it to happen, don't think about it.
Don't worry.
No. Don't think about it.
Exactly.
Don't think about it. Happened to be an interesting story about a father, Baruch Hashem, Ben Pad Yosef, Ken Yirbu, Hashem gave him a baby.
Amen.
Yeah, without a shame, we see more and more and more and more.
Amen.
So now, the baby, they put him in a crib, and the father was learning at the table. So now the baby was a little bit crying. It was, you know, shaking it like this. You do that? Is that shame? The grandfathers do it. Then the father was shaking the baby. So he's learning and learning and learning. And then about an hour later, he looks in the crib. He says, the baby is not there. You know, he was busy with learning. The mother came and took the baby. You know, need to take care of him and so on.
And he was shaking.
Yeah, and I just shaking it. You know what kind of feeling he gave you? I know you're just shaking it. Nothing is there. You know, it's so interesting. People go to work and they shake and shake and shake and shake. There's nothing there. Nothing is there. What are you shaking? Why? You know, you put yourself such a frustration, you know, such a pressure, such a stress. And you see, such a assurance. As long as you have complete faith to Bono Sho'olam, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. But you have to show, you know, I have a full trust in Bono Sho'olam. Ah, beautiful. I was waiting for somebody to ask this. Yeah. Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Yes. Good thing you came today. Emunah bitachon, there's a big, big, big difference. Emunah means that Be'ezrat Hashem, everything gonna be okay. But inside is garlic and vinegar. Yeah. He said, Be'ezrat Hashem, it's a lip service. Bitachon, that means you really, really believe that everything's gonna be okay. Rabbi Meir Bar Anes brings in the Gemara and says, "La'olam yeh devarecha mu'atim." He said, "Don't talk too much." Rabbi Meir Bar Anes, "Zachuta magan aleinu." What does that mean? Seems like you take this, go like this. What do you hear? Yeah. So now you take another one, you shake it. You don't hear any noise. What's the difference between first one and the second one? Beautiful. Chazak Baruch. The one that doesn't make noise is full of coins. But the one that makes ding ding, only a few coins. Rabbi Meir Bar Anes says, anytime that you reach a level that, you know, you come, you're not worried, say, yeah, yeah, what's going to happen? So that means you're a tzedakah box full of coins, full of bitachon. But, you know, you say, why? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? How's it going to be? That means you have a few coins in there, tzedakah box. So that means to show somebody has bitachon, his eyebrow never becomes curved. Never. Nothing. And he's not one of these arabot that every wind that comes is going to move. Chazaka Baruch. Yeah, that's the difference between emunah and bitachon. And don't shake the crib when the baby is not there. You know what kind of feeling it's going to give you? Hashem is like, you know, if it's got Hashem, it's going to be Yeshuot. And Yeshuot, Be'ezrat Hashem, for Kol Am Yisrael, Panasa Tova, Beheter, Berevach, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Ad Beridai. Yom Tov, Morach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.